There's nothing in the gang right now but college and kids.
What do you mean by that in terms of the violence that's going on right now?
Well, people would fight, and people would respect you with your mother or respect you with your family. They don't do that now. So, I mean, it's just random acts of just shooting. The gun has become the great equalizer, and that's the status quo.
Why are gangs so powerful still today?
Well, it's human nature that the human being wants to belong to some group, belong to something that is winning. And even if it's negative, the human nature still wants that individual to belong. You know, there were Boy Scouts and Team Post and other youth centers that were around the country, and those centers have been taken away.
Overall, though, in Los Angeles, is it generally less safe than it was, say, 10, 15 years ago for innocent bystanders in South Central L.A.?
There is a two-tier problem in Los Angeles. There is the Crip and Blood faction, and then there's the Black-on-Brown faction. So you've got to deal with two different things that are going on in Los Angeles, and that has made it a little more risky for those who are not actual participants in gang banging.
What is the truth about gangs in South L.A. right now?
And that's kind of a loaded question. You got to get a little more detailed than that.
Well, just why are gangs seeming to be proliferating so much right now? Why aren't there more options other than gang life? Why is that so appealing?
There have been programs that have been defunded. There is a lack of fatherhood in certain communities. There, again, an individual wants to belong, and it doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. They just want to belong to a certain thing. That's just human nature coming up. The rap industry and the media has something to add to this, because, you know, the rappers say that this is gangster and you got to be about this and you got to be about that. And I'm not putting the whole blame on the rappers. I'll put some blame on the parents, because they have to stand up and parent. You know, along with that, there has to be a little blame put on the schools, a little blame put on religion. You know, so it takes a village to raise a child, and one entity can't combat this cancer by itself. It takes all of the above to set that child straight.
Sure. You're a parent in South Los Angeles, correct?
Correct. My youngest is 19, but I have grandchildren.
How have you kept your own children from joining gang life, even though, as you said, it's all around you?
Because I take time out. I listen. And I make time to do what is interesting to them. I find out what they want to do, and I make it come to fruition. Whatever dreams that they have that are tangible, that are realistic, I make come to fruition. I don't wait on anyone else to do my job for me. As a father, I have a job to my children.
Are you still scared for your kids and grandkids living where you do about just random violence occurring?
If you know where death is, and death is perched on a limb like a buzzard, if you know where it is, it'll never sneak up on you. So, no, my children are not professional victims.
What is a professional victim?
A professional victim is someone who parks their car at the worst lit place in the parking lot, walks to the car with 20 bags in his arm and their keys in their purse, and gets to the car unlit and have to shuffle through their purse to find their keys.
In general, do you think people in South Los Angeles really do know how to avoid gang violence? Like, as you were saying before, back in the day, gang members maybe had a little more respect for people who were with their families, who were out of gang life. And now that might not be the case. Is there like a set of guidelines people could live by now that are pretty obvious that they would be able to avoid violence if they did them?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I'm in the process of writing a book called How Not to Be a Professional Victim. Not to plug myself, I will say this. People adapt to their environment. You know, it's really about people. People do adapt to their climate, to their area, to their geographic location. And those of us that live in the inner city, we adapt to that environment. And there is an unwritten law that you don't do this, you don't do that, you watch yourself here. You know, so we develop, and in order to exist, to live, we develop certain things that we do that don't make us professional victims.
Part of that solution is kind of accepting gangs in some of these neighborhoods or gang activity. Are gangs always going to be a part of South Los Angeles?
Oh, come on, man. You keep saying South Los Angeles. Gangs are everywhere in the world. There is only one state in the nation that doesn't have a gang problem.
Which state is that?
The great state of denial. So gangs are everywhere. There are little white kids in suburbia that say Cripple Bloods. There are people on the internet in MySpace that are passing themselves off as OGs. So gangs are everywhere. So stop saying that it's only in South Central.
What is the solution? How do we get rid of gangs?
The people that are in gangs are our children, or our future mothers and fathers. You don't get rid of gangs. You change the mindset of the individuals that call themselves gangs. So that's where we need to start at.
Do you mean changing the mindset of these groups, like people that assemble to get them to do more positive things? Or do you mean changing the mindset of young kids growing up to try and steer them in a different direction?
Both. Because we've given birth to a generation of kids that's not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of their parents. They're not afraid of authority. They're not afraid of the prisons. They're not afraid of they're not afraid of God. They're not afraid of death. They welcome death. They look forward to death. So we've got to get in and show them that there is a greater life to be lived. And these kids haven't lived life. A lot of these kids have raised themselves because of the drug epidemic. A lot of these kids are crack babies, and they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So, again, it takes a village to raise the child. I mean, you who call yourselves men, when was the last time that you stooped low enough to hold the hand of a child? When was the last time that you just took time out of your so-called busy day just to listen? And a lot of these gang kids just want you to listen. You know, that's all, just to listen.
Maybe just to summarize, so really just paying attention, showing more attention to kids is a easy way to just get the process started.
Without a doubt. You know, there's a thing that's called a Kool-Aid house, and it's where all the kids come and hang out. It's where the mother of the house has an open ear, has an open heart. She teaches the women how to cook, how to clean, how to parent. She teaches the men as much as she can about manhood, because she can't take them into manhood. They have to find a man to become a man. But that Kool-Aid house is where everybody centers around. And in the schools, there's always one classroom that is always open before school, during nutrition, and during lunch and after school, where all the students gravitate to. We have to multiply those settings so that a child has some place to go where he can feel safe.
Do you believe if some of those things are done, that this whole gang culture, both in South Los Angeles and across the country, can be reversed?
Yes, it's attainable. Yes, we can do this. Yes, we have to roll up our sleeves and do this. And so many of us are so busy making a living that we don't have time to raise our children.